Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we do here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. So get ready. We are going to be talking about disease outside the box. We're going to look at it differently today. And guess what? It is the third Tuesday, so Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us for the second part of the show. So you want to buckle up for that. Bottom of the hour, we'll bring her on. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, our Marine Corps, all the men and women in our service across this land, the righteous men and women that put on that uniform and risk everything. We want to pray for them. God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you do that every day, we're going to pray for all of America, because we need some righteous leadership. And, you know, if we would just repent, seek the Lord's face as a nation, really, really pray, you know, God will answer those prayers and turn it around. Otherwise, you know, Hosea And you look at Hosea, and we're just doing what Israel did, backsliding. Not good. Not good at all. So we got to seek the Lord's face, and if enough people, you know, do the righteous thing and you know, pray, we'll get this turned around. Yes, we will. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Go, boy, cities, country, counties, sorry, nationwide. Mass aerial sprayings for the West Nile virus. You hear about that one? Big in Texas, Dallas County, and all their nearby towns are just forcibly spraying all this toxic insecticide into the air through aerial spraying. Government effort, they say, to eradicate mosquitoes because they carry that West Nile virus. So they're blanketing lots of areas with chemicals through airplane aerial spraying. And, you know, it does threaten human life, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But according to the city of Dallas, you know, they have 380 state-confirmed cases of the West Nile virus. They said 16 people in the Lone Star State alone died, they say, in conjunction with the virus. But they're not really releasing any specifics about those deaths. They're just saying it was caused by the virus. Now, according to research compiled by the group Stop West Nile Virus Spraying Now, they say aerial spraying effectively, it doesn't prevent. It's not effective at preventing the transmission of the West Nile virus, according to their Dr. Wallace Lestorgen, a molecule biologist with Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. And he says there's really no evidence to show that the aerial spraying is legitimate in fighting the West Nile virus. There's also no evidence that it's safe for humans, according to a Center for Public Integrity review that was compiled by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It shows that chemicals can actually cause severe reactions in people and may be responsible for even injuring and killing people spraying all that stuff out there. What else do we have in the Quack Report? The health benefits of honey. I love honey. Humans have been collecting honey for thousands of years for various uses. When Julius Caesar ruled Rome, honey was used interchangeably as a currency substitute, and honey is quite popular with the ancient Egyptians. I think they used it in the mummification process. Yeah, they used it topically, internally, and honey is most commonly thought of, though, as an alternative sweetener to the sugar. The processed sugar. Now, honey is complex, over 100 different compounds, whereas, you know, your table sugar is just sucrose. So sugar has no nutritional value, where honey contains vitamins and minerals and has significant benefits for the free radical fighting flavonoids it has, gives you antioxidants. And if you use honey, your vitamin E blood levels stay higher, your blood levels don't spike as much, and your triglyceride levels are improved, as well as it increases your calcium absorption and hemoglobin count, so your blood is healthier. You can use it, they use it for things like arthritis and gout, constipation, indigestion, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, those kind of things. Big study in 07 by Penn State College of Medicine, it gave honey the credit for beating out the over-the-counter cough suppressants. Yeah, it's good for coughs. That's what my grandfather used to do. He used to take, you know, tea, add honey and lemon, and, you know, for a cough. It's great stuff. Or just a spoonful of honey with lemon. That was awesome. Last but not least in the Quack Report, and by the way, topically it's great, honey. So check out the honey oatmeal soap at thepowerherbs.com. Great stuff. Spinach is next up in the Quack Report. They say it influences gene expression, you know, stops that mutating stuff so that cuts your risk of colon cancer in half. Yeah, that colorectal cancer is a problem. More than 150,000 cases get diagnosed each year, and then we have 50,000 people dying. So nutritional researchers are understanding there's some particular disease-fighting prevention in your plants. Some newly emerging science is shining light on a specific mechanism found in spinach. Yeah. helps prevent many diseases, especially the colon cancer. Researchers, Oregon State University Linus Pauling Institute. Their work is published in the Journal of Molecule Nutrition and Food Research. They said spinach, when you eat it, it neutralizes carcinogens that is in your cooked foods that you eat, which can alter cancer stem cells. So you want to watch that. So it'll slash your colon cancer risk in half. So let's see, potent, fresh, unaltered foods. Hello, prevent chronic disease. I love it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. If you want some real, if you want some spinach, and you just don't like eating spinach, but you can use it in a powdered mix and stir it in a smoothie or favorite juice, check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. It has spinach. Awesome stuff. Okay, well, we're going to talk about disease outside the box. That's what we're going to do right now. You know, most of us have experienced optical illusions, right? Some of the well-known ones. You know, you've seen on the Internet the spinning dancer and maybe the two-faced silhouette that, you know, looks like a, you know, vase when your two faces face each other. Those are optical illusions. And, you know, how we look and perceive things is important. So the subconscious mind is going to process and understand things before the conscious part of your brain catches up. Yeah, your conscious mind will knows you're in danger even before you realize it. So when both of the subconscious and conscious mind are in sync, and they have this really good timing, you can see things differently. So there are three basic optical illusion categories. Let me read them to you. There's the literal optical illusion, which creates images that are different from the objects that make them, you know, like the two silhouettes I mentioned that face one another. They're two faces that are silhouetted, but then you look in between them and it looks like a vase. Then there's the physiological illusion that the eyes and the brain are excessively stimulated by light, color, size, tilt, movement, and this is where your subliminal stimuli also come in as a good example. And then there's cognitive illusions, which are the result of unconscious inferences. So, you know, you kind of make assumptions. You kind of plug it in as a puzzle, piece puzzle. Now, if you're really keenly aware of your illusions out there, you can actually improve your concentration and sharpen your mental focus. And in many cases, you can actually uncover information most people miss. Now, let's talk about awareness. Now, a word can mean many different things in society, and the meaning of words can change. Here's an example, the word gay. Now, in 1930s, it meant happy, but today it refers to something completely different. So let's look at the word disease, okay? And most people would agree the word describes sickness, ill health, infection, an imbalance, or even death, right? You think of that. Now, what if I put two words in front of disease, say, business of? And then you have a very different understanding when you see business of disease, right? Now, it's kind of like you tilted your head and you saw something else that you didn't see before. Let me read you a quote by John Adams. The jaws of power are always open to devour, and her arm is always stretched out, if possible, to destroy the freedom of thinking, speaking, and writing. End of quote. This is true. Well, let's talk about this number game because, you know, as the baby boomers get older, the key to dying of old age is well-being, you know. When you die of old age, you're not usually dying of a disease. It's just, you know, you're worn out. You're ready to go. The New York Times did a story, Old Age in America by the Numbers. That was July 15th of 2010. And they reported on the demographics such as health statistics, risks, health care available, economics, etc. But truthfully, it isn't only, you know, how long our elderly live. It is the quality of life, you know, being disease-free that's important. Now, this story estimated that by 2030, we're going to have 72 million senior citizens accounting for 20% of the U.S. population. Do you see that happening under Obamacare? Think about it. Do you? Really? Well, as the article pointed out, living longer doesn't come cheap. The New York Times estimated that our aging senior population will need to spend over $15,000 a year on health care. Now, here's the thing. Senior citizens over 65 are dying at half the rate they did in 1981 from things like heart disease, strokes, pulmonary disease, Alzheimer's, etc. They are barely staying ahead of the Grim Reaper propped up by drugs and surgery. So today, not too many die of simple old age. Most die from disease, which is often fostered by the business of disease. Let me read you this quote by Benjamin Franklin. In those wretched countries where a man cannot call his tongue his own, he can scarce call anything his own. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. End of quote. This is true. You know, you just make people afraid. Can't speak their mind. You know, worried. Well, let's talk about this modern medicine just a little bit more. Because it's very clever. It's very clever to create medicine that offers the illusion of a cure. It is. What better way to keep the business of disease in business than by creating medicines that weaken the body in some way? Your antibiotics are an example. They temporarily clear the infection, but they suppress the immune system and make it weak. Overuse of these drugs have opened Pandora's box, and now we have flesh-eating disease. Vaccines do likewise, weakening the immune system and causing all sorts of disease. And various prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines deplete the body of enzymes, hormones, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, histamine H1 receptors, and on it goes. So this human body can sustain just so much of this chemical assault before systems begin to fail. I'll look at some good data. It can be difficult to get some accurate data, especially on mortality. Not a favorite topic, but, you know, it's there. We're told that these statistics determine the path of public health. And if we have the potential maybe to prevent death and disease, these statistics are going to help us figure it out, huh? Well, in September 2010, the Washington Post also did a story on the aging. It's called, Can Someone Die of Old Age? The article pointed out that there are so many diseases now that doctors have a hard time pinpointing which disease killed their patient. And this affects mortality data. Now, the International Classification of Disease is medicine's official list of over 14,000 diagnoses. Humanity started recording the cause of death in the early 1800s. Now, the original list was called the International List of Causes of Death, and it had 161 headings, and some of the diseases were falling under each of those headings. So, oh, original list, 161, huh? Now, however, you know, as science becomes more complicated, though, so does the physiology of dying. It gets complicated. So today, you know what, on death certificates, the physician is supposed to list both the immediate and the underlying cause of death. An example would be a drug user who can die of a heart attack, and the heart attack would be classified as the immediate cause, but the underlying cause for the heart failing was the drug use. Now, the same is true for a healthy woman on birth control, dying of a blood clot or an aneurysm, but the clot was caused by the prescription drug. And according to the Bureau of Vital Statistics, on a global scale, only about one-third of the 57 million annual deaths are assigned a cause. Wow. About 37 to 49% of the overseas deaths, they are listing vague and broad in scope causes like multi-organ failure or failure to thrive. That's kind of broad. Wow. Don't want to die overseas. You won't ever know what killed you. Oh, but you know what? I know we're coming up to a little break here, but we got more to cover. We do. And then we're going to have Dr. Carly at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to be talking about some of the genetic code and some of the medical definitions of side effects. It's interesting. And also, we're just going to have to get some common sense, even though some people don't like it. We're going to get it. We are. Oh, we are going to break at the half? Okay, I'm sorry. My mistake. I'm on a different clock. Well, let me go on to the genetic code segment then, and then we'll have Dr. Carley on in about 10 minutes. All right. We are all individuals. You would agree, right? That's right. And we have a different genetic code, each and every one of us, which makes us unique. So if we're allowed to age, not everyone dies at the same time. However, medicine has a different way of looking at that. Yes, Dr. Robert Anderson, Chief of Mortality Statistics at the National Center for Health Statistics, feels that if someone is pushing 100 years of age and died, that he wouldn't question that old age was the cause of death. However, he says he would have a problem if someone was as young as 75 or 85 died of natural causes. He'd have a problem with that. So if a doctor listed, let's say, on the death certificate as the cause, if you put down old age and the patient was, you know, younger than 90 years of age, you know what? The vital statistics office kicks that death certificate right back to the doctor, requiring a more precise cause of death. So the medical community operates, you know, on these codes, these ICD-9 and CPT diagnostic codes. Yeah. It's part of the insurance industry, too. So senility, guess what, is now a cause of death. Old age is no longer good enough. Got to be senile. Got to be something. But you just can't be old and die. The overseas medical community seems to have the same stance. There was this Swedish farm woman. She was 107 years old. Yeah. She just got tired. She decided one day, you know what, I'm just going to sit right down and rest after working all this time. And then she just withered away and died. And the doctors, you know, they couldn't find anything wrong with her except that she was old. Now, scientific medicine has determined that what ailments we're going to have as we get old. They have a list, okay? You got to have one of these ailments now if you're going to die. Well, hair loss isn't going to kill you, but, you know, they got hair loss as you get old. Circulation failure, pulmonary failure, immune system failure, diminished or loss of hearing, diminished or loss of vision, memory problems and senility, depressed mood, osteoporosis, and libido problems. Now, these are all a given, by the way. But how many prescription drugs are responsible for this being the underlying cause of these diseases? You know, unfortunately, the business of disease offers too many drug culprits for me to mention. But you can do your due diligence online and search. You can put any drug up there on the internet and then, you know, put by it side effects, and you'll find out. Well, you know, once people see through the language of illusion, they see something totally different. So is all allopathic medicine treatment bad? No, not at all, such as trauma treatments. They're necessary, and they can save lives. However, there are no prevention treatments which in modern medicine. They don't have any way to prevent anything. There's no prevention treatments when it comes to the business of disease. So you may think that the drug that you're taking is going to prevent a stroke, but it will cause a different system collapse, creating an underlying cause of your death. So the business of disease is to reinforce the consistent presence of disease. That's what they do. That's what it is. I mean, you know, the facts are the facts. Now, medical definition of side effect. Let me read you this. Medical definition of a side effect. Any result of a drug or therapy that occurs in addition to the intended effect, regardless of whether it is beneficial or undesirable. In other words, side effects or adverse events are a drug-induced disease. Vaccinations are an artificial infection and a drug-induced disease. Let me read you this quote by Judge Learned Hand. He says this, "Liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies, there is no constitution, no law, no court that can save it. So where do you stand?" End of quote. Well, good point. Got to stand for these things. The righteousness, truth. You got to stand for truth and common sense, because, you know, to some out there, common sense is a hate crime. Now, you can't make straight what God calls crooked. The Reverend Rusty Thomas said that. So America has to return to its core Christian values, or the enemy is going to destroy it from within. And I hope you see through the illusion of modern healthcare and that you can take prevention steps now to secure your health and well-being and, when it's time, you know, die of old age and not disease. I'd like to just die of old age and not disease. Now, we're real close. This is my opinion, and I'm still allowed to have one. We're real close to significant change in America and globally. So how much time do we have to get our house in order? It tends to grow short. I do believe that. So you want to get the items you're going to need while you can before they become scarce. Supply and demand drive the markets. So don't put off any longer what you've been thinking of stocking. So supply lines are open, and you can get what you need in just a few days. Now you can. So you know who to call if you need some immune boosting and organ cleansing, pandemic-type products with a long shelf life that's going to be there for you. You want to call Apothecary Herbs, and you can ask for their free product catalog. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, and, of course, their international number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, by the way, guess what? As a special incentive for all you folks out there that are going to do your due diligence and get everything you need now while you can, you get free ground ship for a limited time. Don't know how long it's going to be up there, but it's free ground ship. So if you have an order over $30, free ground ship. So if you've been thinking about getting, you know, some kits or some cleanses or some immune boosting for the fall and winter months, you'll get it now, and the ship is free. So take advantage of that at thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, if you do pick up a pandemic kit or a power herb kit, you're also going to get, in addition to the free ship, a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, 400 pages of empowering information on herbs and cleansing and immune boosting and how to make your own stuff. I mean, it's great. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Well, yes, like I said, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley. When she comes on the show, I got to ask her something. I have got to ask her about this report. American doctors are on burnout. Yeah, there's this survey they conducted. And let's see, the survey included 7,300 doctors filled out a survey on their wellness and their profession, how they're doing. And 4 out of 10 U.S. physicians said they were emotionally exhausted, felt a high degree of cynicism, and depersonalization toward their patients. Ooh, that's bad. Emotional exhaustion. You know, 30% had a high depersonalization score, which translates into viewing their patients like objects. Yeah. Yep. And then the emotional exhausted part, they are losing enthusiasm for their job. And this is who you're going to see in the front line of care under Obamacare? I don't think so. I think we're going to have problems there. I really do. And I hope not, but, you know, this is where you got to be proactive and take care of yourself now. Be healthy. Don't have to go to the doctor. Yeah. Get your immune system powered up. You can do it now. Now's the perfect time before the cold and flu season get here. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. They got a full line of immune-boosting stuff. And if you don't understand how to use it, check out their healthy guidelines area on the web at thepowerherbs.com. It'll show you how to layer herb formulas and why you want to use certain ones and why you don't want to use these others. But, of course, they're always a phone call or an email away if you have questions. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and we'll empower you. And with God's good herbs, that's what we'd like to do. If you have some topics you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. You can send me an email, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to work it into the show. We're going to take a break. Dr. Carley on the other side. Be right back.
He sees the world and all its troubles. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live, and our wellness expert, the third Tuesday of the month, is always Dr. Rebecca Carley. And, of course, you can click on her link at thepowerherbs.com to get on over to her website. And she joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
Awesome. Hey, we got lots to talk about. I have stuff I can just jump into unless you got something you're burning desire to share.
Yes, very important headline in the paper on August 19th, 2012, Charlotte Observer 10A. Scientists are in a race to build a better toilet. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is setting the standards for the project. So as everything is being destroyed around us, they're trying to find a better toilet. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, what's wrong with the one we have? That's my question. What, I mean, you know, it's worked for how long now?
Well, this is more for the third world countries, you know.
Oh.
They're vaccinating them and killing them with bioweapon vaccines. They're going to build them better toilets. So, you know.
Build them better toilets. That's sort of like going to Africa and instead of giving them a malaria vaccine, they gave them something else, you know, something that really doesn't really hurt them much. They just don't.
Well, I know they're using that. They can't. I mean, these people are eating dirt cakes, okay? So they can't go too fast with the genocide. It would be too obvious. But get to your questions. That was just a little bit of comic relief.
Yeah. Well, I know you got lots of great stuff on your website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Of course, your link is on our website at thepowerherbs.com so people can get over there and learn more. And, of course, you are writing, in case listeners are new and they don't realize you're writing for the American Survival Newsletter, you and I are, as well as some other authors, and they can sign up online at thepowerherbs.com, over at Melanie Cederstrom's website, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And, of course, you're also forwarding some people over to me to sign up, so I've got a couple of those, Dr. Carley.
Yeah, let me just, if we'll go to the link section of my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site, and scroll down to the bottom, the link is right there to Power Herbs, but also to, you know, to sign up for the newsletter. So,
yep.
You know, we have many ways people can get on it, but it's free, and I strongly suggest people check these things out. For the last 2 weeks, my column was about a dangerous medical diagnostic test.
Right.
And I'm getting so much feedback from that. I mean, people are flipping out. Everything they're doing from giving you the go lightly for your colonoscopy, the colonoscopy itself, the barium they're having to swallow. I mean, there are side effects from these things that I didn't even know about till I started doing this investigation. And it is really very, very important that people check these things out.
Well, you know, because they tell you, you know, you pass that 50-year-old mark, there's certain things you should go to the doctor on a regular basis, you know, mammograms, colonoscopies, you know, this and that. What do you advise people to do instead, Dr. Carley?
I would like them to find somebody such as myself who doesn't need to do any tests, who instead takes a very detailed history. You see, what I learned in medical school was basically how to, you know, order a lot of tests and come up with a name, an invented disease that is corresponding to a bunch of symptoms or, you know, pathological findings. But what I do instead is I figure out what is the cause. They never do that. You know, it's all about creating disease and managing the disease until you're dead. So people need to, first of all, one of the very important things you always say, which I concur with, our body has the ability to heal itself. You don't need a white coat. All you need is common sense. Eat good food, drink clean water, you know, breathe clean air if you can find a way to avoid the chemtrails, et cetera, et cetera. And find natural ways to deal with whatever's ailing you. It's very simple. Of course, it's not covered by insurance, so that's the step people have to get out of.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Dr. Carley, some people think common sense is a hate crime. But it's interesting that you should say that, you know, diagnosis, you know, because in the first part of the show I was telling listeners that the International Classification of Disease, that's your official medical list, they have over 14,000 diagnosis disease on there, you know, ICD-9, CPT codes, you know, all that good stuff. They got to nail it down. You can't just die of old age anymore. Did you know that, Dr. Carley? They got to have a reason you died.
Well, they have to invent a disease because it's only by inventing a disease that they can prescribe a drug for it.
Right.
So that's what that's all about. It's all about finding a way for the insurance to cover these things. It's all fraud. The bottom line is all fraud.
Well, let me ask you your opinion. We've got Obamacare, you know, just waiting to pounce on all of us, and we have like 100,000, you know, general practitioners, you know, the, I guess, the frontline care doctors in America. Well, they're saying now in this one survey, 4 out of 10 U.S. physicians are emotionally exhausted. They feel a high degree of cynicism and a depersonalization towards their patients. Do you agree with that?
Oh, well, it's actually encouraged. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of very interesting information. You can go to any state's medical licensing board page and read what they classify as, you know, doctors who are not fit to practice medicine. It includes doctors who cross boundaries. So while you're watching Dr. Oz and all his buddies giving people hugs and stuff on their new Tuesday night TV show, that in reality, that's crossing boundaries. You're not allowed to speak out or defame the medical profession. There's all kinds of stuff. They're tightening the clamp. You know, they're trying to force doctors to do the wrong thing, even though so many of them realize that they're actually harming people. They're doing no one any good, and so they're just basically trying to make it harder for them to survive. And what's going to be really funny, what's going to happen under Obamacare is that those primary care doctors, they're going to be pushed right out. They're going to be replaced with nurse practitioners and physician assistants because they're much cheaper to hire. And, you know, anybody can stand there and just say, you know, do you have a family history of heart disease? You know, what's your symptoms? Okay, I plug it into a computer. Here's your prescription. Next. Okay,
yeah.
And eventually I predict that even the nurse practitioners and the physician assistants will be removed from the equation because they can make computer programs to do this. You don't need a white coat. The only doctors who will probably survive will be surgeons, although they're coming up with more and more robots to even do surgery. So basically, you know, they're totally controlling the medical profession. And all of these people who did not stand up for the patients to begin with and allowed this snake to take over our whole profession, you know, their reward is going to be loss of employment, as they deserve.
Wow. Well, you and I have talked before on the show about Morgellons disease, right? And the Center for Disease Control did some research back in 2008, spent $300,000, and they didn't find any common underlying cause. In other words, they thought it was all in the people's heads. Well, apparently, the State University of New York researchers there say that they think they found it's a genetically modified organism. They think it may be a bacteria known as, if I pronounce this correctly, Agrobacterium. And they think it's toxic, and what happens is it makes the follicles of the skin malfunction, creating all kinds of weird fibers. But they say the fibers are made of keratin, so it's made by the body. They're saying it's not a foreign substance. I don't know what your take is on that.
Well, I don't believe anything these minions say. All I know is, you know, there's all kinds of information on the Internet about people with Morgellons that have actually pulled these fibers out of their skin and looked at them under a microscope.
Right.
These don't look like anything natural to me. It's apparent to me that this is somehow a bioengineered organism that actually has, you know, synthetic material within it that's actually been made that it can reproduce itself.
Well, this report, if you want to check it out, Journal of Clinical and Experimental Dermatology Research, January of 2012, they did say that they looked at the fibers under the microscope at 100 times strength, and they said they did see unique floral arrangements and colors of blue, red, white, green, and bright fluorescent colors, but they said the fibers appeared to have a root-like growth. Isn't that weird?
Well, what in the skin makes blue, green, and red stuff? I mean, come on. Like I said, you know, this Morgellons thing won't go away. Like you said, the CDC tried to say that people that claim they have Morgellons are suffering from some kind of a mental illness. You know, that's where it always goes. When something is exposed that they've done, or when, you know, something comes out that they've tried to suppress, or if they don't have a clue what's going on, it's always a mental illness. So, you know, it's not going away. There's more and more information coming out. So they've got to have somebody come up with a quasi-natural explanation. I don't buy it for a minute.
Okay. Now I got to ask you about this other report I came across. Here's this former beautician, and she's also a law student. She's 28 years old. Shania Isom, I don't know if you heard about her. She's baffled doctors with the most bizarre condition. Her scalp. Yeah. You heard about her?
Fingernails out of her skin.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
Where she's growing fingernails, you know, out of her hair follicles or something there.
Right. Well, I would encourage the listeners to do a search on the internet for a documentary entitled Tree Man. I forget what country this was in. I think it was Indonesia. This man actually developed pretty much the same thing, only it was also coming out of, you know, all of his extremities, which ended up looking like tree stumps. And it turned out that this is some very mutated form of human papillomavirus. So I would wonder if that woman had gotten the HPV vaccine, which they've obviously weaponized as well, and if she's not right in the middle of an experiment that she doesn't know about.
Oh, wow. That is just creepy. Yeah, I did see the tree man on TV. Crazy. He had his skin and everything, and his limbs looked real chunky, like, you know, tree, like a tree.
Right. And they cut the growths off, and you can be sure they took them back to a lab, and they've been playing with them ever since.
Oh, man. This is just, our world is a sick place, let me tell you.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, they have to have a diagnosis so they can prescribe you a drug. But, you know, there's this report that basically they know that all their drugs pretty much deplete the human body of essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, H1 histamine receptors, and which cause all kinds of problems. The body literally can fall apart if you're on those drugs for very long.
Well, it's not just the drugs. It's the diseases they're creating, especially with the vaccines. Celiac disease and gluten sensitivity, that's from vaccines. If you have that situation and you don't know it and you're eating gluten and everything, I mean, you're not absorbing any of your food, and you don't even have to be on a drug. So everything they're doing is hurting us, everything. Once people wrap their heads around that, they will realize they'll be much better off unless they have trauma. Obviously, if you get in a car, you have to go to the hospital and get sewn up or whatever. Then you get out of there as fast as you can. Other than that, if I was anybody listening, because, of course, I don't practice medicine or give medical advice, I wouldn't do anything that a white coat told me to do.
Wow. And let me, just for the listeners, in case they're new listeners, you practice medicine in the state of New York, Syracuse, New York. You were a surgeon, and I believe you said you were your specialty was pediatrics?
Well, pediatric surgery was what I was going to say. I actually trained in trauma surgery and general surgery. But the corruption, fraud, euthanasia, and experimentation of people I saw, you know, made me leave the hospital before I ever got to the pediatric surgery, you know, stage.
Wow. Well, do you know, are any of the vaccines designed to create what is a delayed disease response so that people wouldn't connect the dots so much that the vaccine is really the culprit for their problem?
Well, they're not going to probably admit to that except for their internal memos, but I did learn that there's something called liposomes, which are little balls of fat that they can inject viruses or anything into and put that into an injection, and the purpose is to delay introduction of the substance into the body. So why else would they be inventing things like this?
So it's almost like a time-release situation.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, so we're coming up to the flu season, and, you know, there's been a buzz all over the place about, you know, the new pandemic bird flu and the new vaccine that's coming out and the new vaccine that they're growing on plants now, tobacco plants, and the mosaic virus on the tobacco plants. What can we expect if they're going to finally get an approval for a flu vaccine that is harvested from tobacco leaves? What would you, if you had to take an educated guess, Dr. Carley, what do you suppose that's going to do?
Well, the fact that they're growing viruses on tobacco leaves is very suspect. I actually learned in medical school about this tobacco mosaic virus. It has the ability to reassemble itself, and we're talking about Morgellons earlier. That's got to be involved in Morgellons. But it doesn't matter what the vaccine is grown on. Obviously, the tissue culture or the plant culture, whatever, is going to be another layer of the badness. But if people are foolish enough to take the flu vaccine, they will get the flu. That's how they will cause the pandemic.
Well, I know, because the World Health Organization has stated they want 75% of the planet vaccinated. So just a fraction of that would cause the pandemic, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and of course people have to stop being afraid of these viruses. I teach people about colloidal silver. There's never been any of these bugs that has not been killed by colloidal silver, as far as I've ever found. Even rabies should be able to be killed by colloidal silver, as they're spraying us with weaponized rabies, which has been aerosolized as well. So basically, get rid of the fear, boost your immune system, you know, detox, take some herbs. The more you do that's, you know, going to raise the energy of your life force, the better off you're going to be. And,
right.
Well, and don't do anything. The World Health Organization or the CDC, these people are involved in genocide. You have to face that, investigate it for yourself, and then you will realize that these people are trying to lead you down the path to death. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, John Rappaport said that in his travels, he actually talked with a person that was very high up in the African government who confessed that he was quite aware that there were depopulation strategies and people in charge of those things, and that the World Health Organization was a front for those things.
And that's why on my shows, which I just added a third show now, I'm back on RBN Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sweet B. But that's why I talk about psychopaths versus people of conscience. You see, one of the main problems we have is besides the high-level psychopaths that are bringing forth these agendas, there's so many people that have sold their soul for cash. And this is how they operate. I have documents from the UN in regards to how they go into, like, African villages, and they'll find some of the people in those villages that will be willing to be paid off, you know, to, you know, convince their people to take these toxic shots and things of that nature. And that's why the guy was aware of it, because, you know, he agreed to be involved in it and to be paid to do it. And this is pure evil.
Well, it certainly is not what God intended. He gave us all a very sophisticated immune system, and if you allow it to work, you can strengthen it. But, of course, with so many generations now of antibiotic use and immunizations or vaccines, we have immune systems that, the way I put it is they're in a wheelchair. They can't get up and run a marathon. You got to strengthen them.
Right. Well, it is getting worse every generation, and it's going to continue to get worse. They are mutating our very genetic structure. We have the potential of causing the extinction of the human race. So it is very important for people to educate themselves about these things. I always tell people, don't believe me, check it out for yourself. You've been lied to about everything, and if you don't face it, you will die. They will get you somehow, and especially if you're signing up for, you know, Medicaid or any of their benefits. If you're a single parent, you've got children, they're going to hook you right in. You can't get your check unless you get vaccinations, WIC coupon to give you. You can get prion milk and cheese. And, I mean, the list is endless. So people have to, you know, just understand the situation and find out what the right thing is to do. There are people like us telling people what we have learned and what we know to be true, and it's pure common sense, actually. You don't have to do too much research.
Right. I mean, you know, your immune system is designed to do a lot of you know, scanning of pathogens, and your liver is real important. You got to keep that liver healthy. I'm sure you would agree with that, Dr. Carley, for your immune system to be really top-notch, because that's the organ that's going to produce enzymes to remove a lot of those toxins.
Well, all of your organ systems have to be working properly. As I discussed in the last two newsletters, one of the main organ systems they're going after is the urinary tract. They're killing off the kidneys. And so, you know, you have to learn how the process goes. Vaccination causes autoimmune renal disease. They diagnose you with decreased renal function. You go for your diagnostic test. They give you the contrast dye. You end up in renal failure. Then you can either go to dialysis or transplant. And, you know, they can kill you off, you know, no matter which way you go. So
yeah, but it's just a slow death while you pay them all the while. You know, it's despicable. It's diabolical. You know, I don't want to be standing next to any of those people at Judgment Day. I really don't. Well, we're coming up to almost out of time, but so Dr. Carley, tell the folks about your radio show and what's coming up next on your show, if you got a guest and all that good stuff.
Okay, I have three shows now, as I said, Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm on OrionTalkRadio.com. That show is probably going to become basically just me commenting on what's going on because things are happening so fast and listeners asking questions. Out of the UK on Sundays from 12 noon to 2 p.m., I have a show on these changing times. And that show, I interview people. This Sunday is going to be J.B. Campbell. We are finding people with solutions. And then Sunday evening on Republic Broadcasting, from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Studio B. And this Saturday, I'm sorry, this Sunday, my guest is going to be Kevin Annette. He's the head of the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State. They are actually going after various church officials in Canada, the Crown, and the Catholic Church for crimes against humanity, especially murder of Native children in residential schools. So there are people doing big things, and we all have to get involved, because if we do nothing, you know, these parasite predators, they're just going to keep going. It's just getting worse every day.
Well, yeah, I mean, if when good men don't speak up or stand and do nothing, you know, they make cowards of everybody, and wickedness takes hold, and nations fall. So, yeah, we gotta do the right thing and have a backbone and take a stand, and I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. That's how I put it.
Exactly. To the people filled with fear, what I say, if they kill me, I go on vacation. I mean, who wants to live in this world they're creating? And especially leave it to our children. It's going to be so dark.
Well, don't forget Dr. Carley's website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. And, of course, you can give her a call at 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. Thank you so much, Dr. Carley. We'll talk with you again next month.
You, Wendy. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
You too. We're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.